For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Federal lawmakers were allowed to take guests to the State of the Union last night, and several Inland Empire Democratic Congress members used a moment to send a message to President Donald Trump. KVCR's Anthony Victoria has more.
Riverside Congressman Mark Tocano invited George Retes. Retes, who's a U.S. citizen and Army veteran, was arrested and detained by ICE agents last summer. Now he's suing the federal government.
It's more important now than ever to use my voice, use our voices to speak out about what's going on.
Other congressional Democrats like Raul Ruiz and Norma Torres invited healthcare workers to draw attention to skyrocketing medical costs. Meanwhile, Republican Representative Ken Calvert invited a Riverside County official, and Congressman Jay Obernolte invited his wife. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in San Bernardino.
After a heartbreaking month for fans of a pair of eagles who live in Big Bear, some good news. Jackie, the female eagle, laid another egg on Tuesday afternoon. In January, Jackie laid two eggs, but that ended in tragedy when a raven swooped in and ate them. And earlier this month, the mastermind behind the live stream that made the eagles so famous, Sandy Steers, died. Emotions were high in the some 2,000 Facebook comments under the announcement of a new egg. Dozens of people have suggested that if this egg hatches, it should be called Sandy. When it comes to this year's governor's race, Democrats can't pick a favorite candidate. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more from last weekend's Democratic Party convention in San Francisco.
Party conventions draw the most passionate advocates and activists from around the state. But with nine different Democrats vying to be California's next governor, it appears the party's faithful are having a hard time deciding.
Yeah, well, there's so many. There's so many, so we'll just have to see.
Leonard Redway is a party delegate from the Los Angeles area.
So definitely have not made up my mind, which is one of the reasons I'm here early.
Delegates voted to endorse candidates on the final day, but no one received enough votes to meet the 60% threshold to earn the party endorsement. Representative Eric Swalwell came in with the most at 24%. Chris York is from Hiuchi in Northern California.
Everybody in the state is running for governor. And it seems like we can really be shooting ourselves in the foot if we don't have some of the people who are polling very low drop out.
York says he's worried the expansive field of Democrats could help Republicans consolidate support. A recent poll from Emerson College shows Democratic support is divided, and Republican Steve Hilton polling highest in the race at 17%. In San Francisco, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Workers at California Cardrooms say they are worried about their future as new state regulations threaten to reshape the industry. The rules approved recently by the state attorney general's office restrict blackjack-style games and take effect April 1st. Amir Holmes is a dealer at Stone's Gambling Hall in Citrus Heights. He said the mood among employees is down.
So many dealers are talking about it, concerned about it. I just came in here talking about one dealer saying to me he's afraid to buy a house that he was about to go into escrow on because he doesn't know if he'll have a job in a few months.
Holmes says working at a card room is different from a tribal casino. He points to the smoke-free environment and the fact that dealers keep their own tips, which he says create better customer service. Holmes has worked at Stone since it opened in 2014. He says if the card room closes, he has no backup plan. The 2026 Riverside County Science and Engineering Fair begins Friday. Heat distribution across solid surfaces, mouth bacteria, and better diagnostics for brain cancer will be among the topics tackled by students from 4th through 12th grade. The fair's 367 projects have been developed by 530 students from a variety of Riverside schools. There are 22 subject matter categories, and the fair opens to the public at 9 a.m. Saturday at the Riverside Convention Center. This has been the Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.